Jeep has introduced a couple of new Wranglers from opposite ends of the performance spectrum, but with a lot of things in common. A ton of torque, and they'll both smoke the tires when you stomp on the go pedal. The all-new Jeep Wrangler 4xe is next on the 0 to 60 podcast.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Well, today is a huge day at Leith Chrysler Jeep in Raleigh with two of the hottest new Jeeps on the lot for the first time. And I'm here with Frank Malfara. He is a sales associate here at Leith Chrysler Jeep. And Frank, let's start with the first hot new Jeep that we've got, the 2021 Wrangler 4xe.
This is a 2021 Wrangler Rubicon 4xe, one of three available trim levels, the additional two being the Sahara and the luxurious high altitude. But this is our baby. This is the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, the legendary off-road vehicle in a plug-in electric hybrid, which makes it even more capable, believe it or not.
So, Frank, you know, I got a lot of questions for you here on the podcast, because with this being electric or hybrid, how does all that come into play when you're talking about, you know, the foundation of this thing? Is it all Wrangler underneath, but then you got the electric, you know, as an addition, or how does it work?
Well, there's a lot of different hybrid technology out there, and different manufacturers handle things different ways. This is a plug-in electric hybrid, which combines a gas-powered engine, our 2.0-liter gas engine, with electric motors. But from the ground up, this vehicle is a off-road legend. It is a Wrangler Rubicon. It is the most capable off-road vehicle out there, 2.0. So to speak.
So anything that you would normally be able to do with a Wrangler, you can do it with this 4xe Wrangler, right?
100% plus.
Now, since there is an electric component, that's why we're here talking about this one. What does that mean when you're talking about driving through mud or water, you know?
Well, a couple of things. The electric component really gives you two capabilities. Number one, it gives you the ability to drive in all electric mode. Essentially, the vehicle moves strictly off of electric power, virtually zero emissions out of the vehicle, and has an all-electric range of around 21 miles. So in addition to being able to drive around the neighborhood and quietly do as such, you know, not disturbing the serenity of your local neighborhood and, and suburban development, when you get out in nature, if you're driving in all electric mode, you're listening to nature and not listening to the engine of the car. But really, the more important aspect in my mind, being a little bit of a tech geek, is the electric motor's increased performance of the gasoline engine significantly. It delivers instantaneous torque, 470 pound-feet of torque, which gets you much quicker off the line, gets you much quicker acceleration over an obstacle, and it gets you 0 to 60 in 6 seconds even.
Okay. I'm going to back you up for a second there, because I've got the Wrangler with the 3.6 V6.
Tried and true.
Yeah, and that's a great engine, all right? So tell us again, how much torque is coming out of this 4xe Wrangler?
470 pound-feet.
Oh, my God. Goodness. I can't imagine.
Now you know why we're excited.
Wow. So, okay, right off the top, you should know. So talking about the different drive modes, if you're just driving this thing around, I mean, yeah, sure, you can do the all-electric to a point, but what are you going to keep this thing in, you think, for most drivers day-to-day? And then, you know, what are your options with those other modes?
Sure. It's a great question. So in Jeep terminology, they are e-select driving modes. And there are three of them. The default mode is called a hybrid mode, which basically allows both engines to be involved. It combines torque from both the 2-liter engine and the electric motor, and it gives you maximum torque and the best acceleration. That's your default mode.
All right.
In all electric mode, as the title suggests, you're running off of the electric motors. You can do highway speeds on just the electric motors. And again, your range is around 21 miles. with zero tailpipe emissions. So it's exactly what you would expect from a full electric vehicle, except it can do highway speeds and your range is 21 miles with no emissions coming out of the tailpipe. Last but not least, you have eSave mode, which prioritizes the gasoline engine, the 2.0 engine. It saves the battery charge for later when you need it, and also it can be configured to increase the battery charge as well through the braking and regenerative systems.
So you got that too. So when you are braking, you're actually sending some, I guess, recharging regenerative energy back to the battery, I guess.
Yeah, back to the battery, and that is a complex system, but to simplify it, regenerative braking takes the energy that is created when you slow down the vehicle and charges the battery with it.
Okay.
And there are a couple different modes that you can do that in, but your deceleration and your braking charges your battery.
All right, so I want to get back to a point you made earlier too, Frank, and we're talking about the 2021 Jeep Wrangler 4xe. This is the one with the cool 4xe blue highlighted badging on it. You've got the blue, I'm going to go ahead and call it here, Carolina Panther blue tow hooks, right?
You're speaking to a Philadelphian. I will not get into that argument. Thank you.
But you know, so I mentioned, and you talked briefly about, you can do anything in this Wrangler that you would do in a regular internal combustion, an ICE-powered Wrangler, if
Correct.
You will. But that means that, you know, some people are going to want to Ford a Creek, right? Where does that come into play as far as where Jeep has located the electric batteries, the electric components? What do I need to know, or just no worries at all?
Really no worries at all. Let's go back to the basics of a Jeep Wrangler. Every single one of them are trail rated, regardless. So if you want to ford a creek, if you want to rock climb, if you're going to get dirty in the mud, whatever it may be, it is rated to do so. Specific to the hybrid model, the battery is completely sealed and it is safe to ford water in a creek up to 30 inches.
All right. Simply put.
Yeah. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, too, about some of the neat features and some of the things that you will notice, too. You tell me, Frank, I guess, at the base or just below the A-pillar, below your windshield up here in the corner on the driver's side, you have the E plug-in ports.
Correct.
So what do I need to know about that?
Well, I think that's probably one of the things that most people are going to be interested in. You have two ways of charging this vehicle. Mm-hmm. A standard level one charger means plugging it in at home to a wall outlet, and you can have a full charge in 12 hours. And there is an indicator on the dashboard that is very clearly visible that would let you know while you are charging what your battery level is. And you do not have to fully charge it. You can do a partial charge. Mm-hmm. There is technology in this vehicle, software technology, where you cannot damage the battery by doing a partial charge, as opposed to hybrids in the past where you, even a cell phone battery is comparison. You always want it to let it run down as far as possible and let it charge back up to maximum. That is not necessary here. Hmm. And then if you wanted to install a level two charger, similar to you see at apartment developments and in downtown areas and Walmart parking lots, the quick charges, which you can have installed in your home relatively affordably, you can do a full charge in 2 hours, which is frankly better than a lot of cell phones out there.
Yeah, so and with this again being a hybrid, I mean, you can cruise down the road really, you know, as far as you would in a regular gas powered Wrangler. But if you are using the hybrid and your battery is getting a little lower and you need to pull off and charge, then that is where you would find one of these stations at, and they're usually located at shopping centers and places with restaurants or whatever. So you can go in, get something to eat, knock around for a little bit, come out, and your battery's charged, right?
Absolutely. And remember, this is a, you know, it is a, you know, a plug-in hybrid. So your overall range, if you have a full tank of gas and a full charge, is 370 miles. Mm. And if you tend to use, you know, the default mode, it's going to run off of both of those. But the electric motor will always be, battery will always be recharging through the degenerative braking. So I wouldn't, in day-to-day driving, think twice about it, because unless you're like me and you always keep your gas tank on empty, which I'm accused of doing all too often, you're always going to have range. And if you do need to top it off and you can get to a level two charger, you can have plenty of juice to go in an hour.
And it will be the first Wrangler that you will see on the road. You will not be able to hear it when it's in that electric
mode. If it's in electric mode, it will sneak up on you a little bit, but there is a pedestrian warning system. So at slower speeds, it does emit a tone so that pedestrians know that you're coming down the road.
Ah, gotcha. Excellent. All right. Frank Malfara, he is one of the sales specialists here at Leith Chrysler Jeep in Raleigh. And Frank, in the next edition, and make sure that you are listening and following us on Leith Cars Facebook and social and Instagram, we are going to be highlighting the other hot new Jeep, which is the Jeep Wrangler. What do you call it? The 392 Hemi?
It's a 392, correct. And it's loud and it's nasty and it is fast.
All right, that's coming up next on 0 to 60 by LeithCars.com.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at LeithCars.
And its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.